Thank you, gentlemen. A great commitment from each and every one of us to the great commandment to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to the great commission to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all the things that Jesus had taught us. A great commitment to that will build a great church. Now, it is without hesitation that I believe I can say that describes MCC. We have that commitment. Our GPS is a continuation, as you heard, of a vision for MCC that began nearly 45 years ago by a small group of Christians with the desire to give, to serve, and to love in order to grow a great church in Muhammad. Paul opened his letter to the Philippian church with these passionate words: "In all of my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy." Let that sink in for a moment. In all of my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Paul did not just go start a church, build it, and leave the Paulinianites behind. They partnered with him everywhere he went. And he always thanked God that that church at Philippi was a very special church who grabbed hold of that and made that commitment with Paul. Not to Paul, but with Paul, joined in partnership in the gospel. They learned it, they loved it, they lived it, they shared it. And that is always great joy to have to share. He goes on to say, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. I am confident that what God has begun at MCC 45 years ago and is continuing through with us now, we'll continue it on to completion until Jesus comes again. But I think He wants all of us to be a part of that. You mentioned about sharing the joy. Mike Cox, where'd you land? Where are you at? Mike Cox talked about the joy. I sat back here as you were saying there and just started going through my mind. There's joy in serving Jesus. Remember that song, that little chorus? There's joy in serving Jesus. If you haven't found joy in serving Jesus yet, you ain't doing it right. Because if you're serving Him like we serve with commitment here at MCC, there is joy in serving the Lord. I thank you for your partnership in the gospel. And I invite all of you who may be seeking and searching to join us as God leads us in carrying on this great commitment to its completion. As most of you know, my family and I just returned from our vacation. We enjoyed a great cruise with family and friends to the paradise of the Caribbean. But it was interesting that on the way to Florida to board our ship, we stopped at a little out-of-the-way restaurant called Stephen's. Now, unlike most folks, we don't like to pull off at the big intersections and stop at McDonald's and Burger King and KFC. We can get that at home. You know what I mean? So we found one of these little app things that we've got on the phone that had this pretty good write-up about a pretty good little diner, personal thing, about 2 miles off the beaten path, and we said, let's try it. So we did. It was an out-of-the-way, old-school diner serving real Southern comfort food since 1948. Southern fried chicken, Miss Helen's handmade biscuits and gravy, liver and onions, local shrimp, sandwiches, salads, chicken dumplings, and soups, finished off with homemade cornbread and a hand-spun old-fashioned milkshake or a hand-dipped banana split was the order of the day. And yes, That is an actual picture of the banana split that Samantha and I ate. Now, Hannah helped us with a couple of bites. But the challenge was given to us by customers in the restaurant there that banana split is made for three people. Samantha looked at me and I looked at her and she said, "I will accept that challenge." And we did. You can tell. I mean, it's got everything on it. It was great, and we worked our way right through it. And we learned so much about Stephen's restaurant. Miss Helen started working at the restaurant when she was 14, has worked there ever since, and is still cooking for them. The other customers in the restaurant told us about nearly every item on the menu. They even made recommendations and pointed out those things we could not miss. It was so good. We visited with other guests at the restaurant, including one couple we shared a table with there in the restaurant. Another couple in a booth across from our tables. And before we left, we had already posted it on Facebook, telling everyone who comes anywhere near Kingsland, Georgia, they absolutely must stop for an amazing dining experience at Stephen's restaurant. That is how I feel about MCC. And that's how I hope you feel about MCC. A great place to be loved and experience Jesus. I hope you want to talk about her enthusiastically to everyone you meet, to share her story and invite everyone on your Facebook and other social media how great the love of God is that is heard and felt and seen and shared by everyone, with everyone, and tell them you should not miss any opportunity to share such an amazing experience of love and praise and worship. I hope that's how you feel about MCC. I love my church. Jesus left us with the promise that He would build His church and that nothing could come against it. Oh, much has been thrown at her, but nothing will stand against her. But understand there is a great difference between going to church and experiencing church. And if that's true, it seems to me that experiencing church would be the most exciting and invigorating part of our week. What if you absolutely loved His church, the body of Christ and believers worldwide? And what if you absolutely loved His local church, your church home? For me, that's MCC. And I absolutely love my church. A vision, our GPS, has been laid out before us. By a prayerful leadership seeking God's will for His church through MCC. Now, how do we begin that mission? Steve alluded to the Apostle Paul's letters to the church at Corinth. We find that they were a church much like our own. They wanted to serve the Lord. They wanted to be the church God intended them to be. A church that was winning the lost and blessing the saved and making a difference in their community. But like us, they found that mission more than they could do on their own. How do we do that? So they wrote a letter to the Apostle Paul expressing the struggles and difficulties they faced and asked for help. And Paul taught them about how God has not left us alone, but has given us His Holy Spirit. And beginning in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul gives a 3-chapter lesson on spiritual gifts. How each one of us has been given at least one, and all of them together work for the common good of the body of Christ. In the middle of all of that, Paul teaches us, though, a very vital truth. Get this carefully. Having spiritual gifts does not necessarily make you spiritual. It is possible for a church to have all the gifts they are needed, and for every believer to know what their gifts are and still miss the mark. In the last verse of 1 Corinthians 12, Paul says there is nothing wrong with spiritual gifts, but there is something far greater, something far better than all the spiritual gifts. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 31, he ends with these words, "Eagerly desire the greater gifts." Yes, go after them. Ask God to fill you with them. But then he says, "And now I will show you the most excellent way." This is the way that you put all these gifts together, working together as one to make one creative and glorifying church for the Lord. And when you turn the page, we begin reading chapter 13, and Paul says, "Love is the more excellent and more important than any other gifts of the Spirit." Love. So much so that he says, without love, spiritual gifts just aren't worth much. Not to the kingdom of God. Chapter 13, verse 1, Paul says, "Look, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I'm just a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy, if I can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor, if I surrender my body to the flames," that is, if I make myself an ultimate sacrifice, "but I have not love, I gain nothing." Spiritual gifts are not rewards for a job well done. They are not merit badges you can earn. Spiritual gifts are necessities for the challenges and tasks and opportunities that God has placed before us as His church. They are gifts given by the grace and goodness of the Holy Spirit, at least one to every one of us, and some multiple. We just mentioned how Rhonda Young is heading up our Bible education. Where'd you find her? In a Sunday school class? No, we found her back here in the sound booth. And there are going to be other times you're going to find her doing other things. Some people are just loaded with spiritual gifts. You might be surprised at what spiritual gifts you are loaded with. God has placed before us as His church gifts by His grace and goodness of the Holy Spirit to build up the body of Christ, to equip her and equip each one of us to help the church accomplish her purpose. And love makes spiritual gifts work. We not only have a church that does a lot of good things in our community and for each other in the body, we first and foremost have a church that loves you and that loves our community. Our whole For Muhammad campaign or paradigm of thinking is built on that premise. We don't want to be a church in Muhammad. We got 14 churches in Muhammad. We don't want to be a church like Muhammad. We're not going to change everything just so Muhammad will like the flare and glare of what we do. We want to be a church that's for Muhammad. We're glad we're in Muhammad, and we want Muhammad to be glad we are in Muhammad. Love makes spiritual gifts work. By sharing our GPS, our growth plan for serving the Lord, I hope we have shown you that MCC is a great place to be loved and experience Jesus. And we invite you to join us in this journey of a great commitment to the great commandment and the great commission to grow a great church. We encourage you to discover and to use your gifts and talents to add fuel to our great commitment to that great commandment and the great commission to become a great church. A church of which you can say, "I love my church. I love my church." Is she perfect? Well, no, if they were, I wouldn't be their preacher. Is she good? Yeah, we're pretty good. Is the God we love and serve good? Oh, yeah. Is there joy in serving Jesus? Oh, there is at MCC. Can you come on Sunday morning and sit on the back pew and fade off into the week? Yeah, if you want to. Probably won't be very successful of it, but go ahead, try. Because we're going to love you. We're going to love you right out of your pew. Let me say this morning that if you are searching for a journey like this, if you are searching for a relationship with the Lord that will be more than just a thank you, Jesus, more than just a get out of hell free card, more than just a church membership on a roll somewhere, but a journey that says, I want to grow with Christ, I want to share with others, I want to give and love and serve everyone, knowing that that's going to be reciprocated back. In fact, it's going to be there for me whether I give it or not, because we're going to love you whether you like it or not. If you're looking for that, we would love to be your church home. If you need a relationship with the Lord that's more personal, we would love to help guide and lead you into becoming a disciple, a follower of Christ. But let me mention this key. If we are to be the follower of Christ, who does that make the leader? Jesus. Don't follow me. Don't follow the elders. I hope you can imitate us, as Paul said, imitate me as you do Christ. As long as we're leading you the way the Lord wants, that's great, but understand we're not the leaders either. We are followers of Christ. The GPS is not our plan. It's God's plan for us to serve Him. And we want you to join us in this journey of being Christ followers. We'd love to be your church home. We'd love to move you to a deeper relationship with the Lord. And we would love to be your great place to be loved and experience Jesus. If you would like that too, that's why we have an invitation. And if you're already engaged in that, maybe you'd just like to take a moment where you are this morning and just recommit yourself to that commitment to being a part of a great church that is giving itself to the great commandment and the great commission. Father God, this morning I want to thank you for MCC. MCC is not the all in all and all of all. It's just a church that's trying to be what you want us to be. A church that loves you because we know that you first loved us. A church, Father, that individually doesn't have much by way of talent or gifts or resources. But collectively, you are doing some amazing things through MCC these days. And you're doing amazing things for MCC. I love this church. I love your church. And this church is not one that just opens its doors on Sundays and then takes care of our little flock over here in the middle of the block. No, you've got a church family, a church home planted right here in Muhammad that has a commitment to your great commandment and your great commission. And we leave all the rest of the results to you because we know that through that, you're trying to make a great church. I want to be a part of that. I want to share with others what a great opportunity this is. I don't want them to come anywhere near Muhammad and miss stopping by for that great experience of worship and love and praise and glory for you. Father, it starts with my personal walk with you. I hope that I will examine my walk today and what I'm doing in growing in Christ and in my grace and knowledge of you. And I'll take a look at my personal commitment to the church body that I call my church home. Am I giving myself in love and in deep commitment to loving my neighbor as myself? And to that great commission, am I doing my part to help us as a church body to reach the lost all around the world and to reach our neighbor right next door? And I hope, Father, that if someone here this morning just really needed to hear there is something more than a church house where people play church, that they will have found here a church where they can be loved and experience Jesus. If so, Father, move those decisions this morning, and we will give you the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.